Hello, radio audience. Hello, thank you for turning into Advocate for Justice, your host Valerie J on the community radio station, WAMF 90.3 LPFM, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. I appreciate your support to our station, to our program, to this broadcast. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your finance donation, and we thank you for your support. When we give out information or when we tell you about an event that's going on and you show up and you participate, and that's very, very important that the community know who we are. We are very valuable. Because you know how the community start, right? The community start with a person, then a family, then a neighborhood. Yeah, then you have a community. Then you have a little town. Then you have a city, a state. Then guess what? You have the United States. Yes, and the United States is a part of all other countries. Then we have the world. That's how they go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. And happy December. Yes, we made it to the last month of the year. December. Yes, 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 yes. I am so excited, full with joy. And we got a couple of things to talk about today. Today, you are listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice, the radio station WAMF. 90.3, yes, FM, LP. So, but I want to start out with something exciting because this is December. We are celebrating Christmas. Yes, yes, yes. Today we will be talking about joy. We will be talking about Jesus and we will be talking about justice. Yes, yes, yes. So, I'm going to start you out with a song. We're gonna play a list of songs today. Gospel Christmas songs today. Gospel Christmas songs. So hopefully that November last month was a blessing for you. You enjoy your family and your friends, and you enjoy loving on yourself. Always love on yourself. You got to spend time with yourself. Have peaceful mind. Yes. I love loving on myself. I love loving on others. I can't love on others if I don't love myself. So I give people what I have for myself. That is love, joy, and laughter. Yes, yes. So we're going to start out with, who we going to start out with today? Oh, Kirk Franklin. Jesus is the reason for the season. Me, myself, and I, my opinion, Jesus is the reason for all season. That's my opinion. You know, I love to put that out there because I don't want nobody to think that I'm an expert. No, I'm not an expert in nothing. No, I'm not. I'm not no professor. I'm not no doctor. No, I'm not. I'm just loving life. I'm loving life and sharing what the good Lord give me, I want to share it with you. That's it. It's plain and simple. Is that so? The good Lord gave me joy, and I want to celebrate joy with you. So I'm going to celebrate it with Jesus is the Reason for the Season by Kirk Franklin. So I hope you enjoy.
Angels, we have heard, oh God.
Got no miss. Tap.
Jesus is
Cause ain't got none on this shit here.
That's the song I want to start everybody out with. You are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host Valerie J, on the radio station for the community. That is WAMFLP 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Yes, you are. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in today. So, start you out with a joy pill from Kirk Franklin, The Reason for the Season. While we celebrate Christmas, yes, Christ must, Chris must. That just came to me. Thank you. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit something about Advocate for Justice. I told you a little something about WAMF, right? WAMF is a radio station located in New Orleans. You can look up WAMF. Go to the radio station I'm speaking of. You go to WAMF.org, WAMF.org, and you can look up the website and you can find out all about who the sponsor, who the owner, what is WAMF all about. And guess what? If you scroll on down to the bottom, you're going to find out about the sponsors and the owners and the other broadcasts and how you can donate to this to the radio station for more organizations and more businesses and more community-based groups can come on, and we can spread the word, spread out communication, information to our community, right? Because lack of knowledge, oh man, the people will perish. Lack of vision, that's what they say, lack of vision, right? People will perish. But lack of knowledge, if you don't know what's going on in your surroundings, I'm talking in your community, in the local government, in your schools, in your church, man, the people will perish. We will fall. So it's very important for us to get involved. And you know I'm going to talk about voting, but I'm not going to talk about voting right now because it's very important for you to vote. So, but anyway, you can go to WAMF.org and find out about the radio station that I'm on. And I thank God for my manager, my producer, this organization, and Wade. I just thank them. I just really do appreciate it. And plus, guess what? You can get on as well. They have a payment plan on here for you can get on as well. No, I'm not promoting them. I just wanted to tell you about them because they are a blessing to the community. This radio station is a blessing to the community. Just like other radio station communities are blessed to have more than one radio station, right? For you can find out what's going on. Simple as that. And now I'm going to talk about a little about Advocate for Justice. Like I always do, right? Yeah. So you can find out more about Advocate for Justice if you go on the website. AdvocateForJustice65.GoDaddySites.com. Or you can Google. Let's Google Advocate for Justice 65. Right? Google Advocate for Justice 65, and you can click on the link, and you're going to see it's blue, or you can go to my Facebook page is Valerie Jefferson, you're going to see a young lady, dressed in black with some red gloves on. That's me. So, and you can find out about Advocate for Justice. Advocate for Justice, we talk about three things. We talk about Jesus, justice, and joy. And we try to encourage people, enlighten, empower people for a fair future, for a better living future, for we can encourage one another. We can support one another for righteous, for justice, for better living, for healthier living. Not to condemn nobody, not to be a bully on nobody, no, not to intimidate nobody. No, no, no. We're not about that. We're here to have you have a better living, right? That's the bottom line. To be healthy, to think wisely, to lift one another up, to encourage you. Yeah, that's all about. Our mission is Advocate for Justice strive to empower the community, town, city, and states to promote fair labor practice. I'm a union girl. I'm a labor woman. Yes, that's me. That's me. Mm-mm. I believe in this me, my belief, my thoughts, my thinking, my ways, not your ways. I'm not pushing my ways on nobody. Right? No, I'm not doing that. Everybody have their own mind. And I'm just praying that everyone look around you and think for yourself who and what is better for the community. What is better for mankind, womankind? What and who is better for us for we can have a better life? I'm talking better life all around in all our areas. Our health, our mentally, our physically health, spiritually, and our financial health. Who and what is helping us to live better than we lived yesterday? That's it. So that's what we're here for. And yes, I'm a union girl. Yes, I am in ATU. Yes, yes, yes. This is Amalgamated Transit Union. Yes, you can go and look up Amalgamated Transit Union, ATU.org. You can look up, I am also in the Women Caucus. That is a Women of Action, ATU Women Caucus. Yes, you can look us up too. I'm connected with different organization that believes in and help out workers, laborers, employees on these jobs, working in these businesses, corporate businesses, you know, the working person, employee person. Okay, let me put this out here. Everybody is working. I don't care you are the owner. I don't care you are the employee, you're a volunteer, you're working. Let me put that out there. But I'm speaking of specifically of employees laboring, working, do not own the business, do not own the corporation, do not own the company, right? I'm speaking of people who is not executives, do not make six figures or seven figures. Yes. So I'm speaking and I labor for employees of that category. Labor people, working people that's out there in the field that are able to do the job. We just want the employer, the business owner, the company owner, and the executives to respect us in a way that you give us livable wages for we can live in areas that's respectful, that's clean, and we fight for safety. Yes, we want to live in an area that will take care of ourselves and our families. Yes, and we want to have livable wages for we can pay our house note, for we can pay our lease, our rent. Yes, we want to have nice furniture. We want to be able to pay our utilities, our insurance, our taxes, right? We want to have health insurance. So when I pay all of that, I'll need to have some money left over for I could pay my car note, for I could pay my car insurance, for I can buy groceries. Yes. For I can buy clothes. For I can take care of my children. Yes. So that's when I say livable wages. I want livable wages. I don't want the company to say they got insurance for me and they only giving me 5 and 6 and 7% of a raise in my wages, but you charge me 10 and 15 and 20% on my insurance. That means that you're not giving me no raise. Shoot, I'm paying you to work there. Yeah, so that's not no raise to me. That's not no respect to me. That's not treating your employees with the decency and respect. No, 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 no. So that's what I'm talking about when I speak about justice, when I speak about fair labor practice, when I speak about fair labor practice, I'm speaking about, okay, the company and the employee have a contract, or the company have a union. That means both parties have to work together and abide by the contract, abide by the law of the land. The law of the land that you all sign this agreement that you got to go abide by it. Simple as that. Ain't no ifs and buts about that. Ain't no right and wrong about that. Just do what the contract say. Now you all can meet together and come up with a MOU agreement for the betterment of the whole body. When I say the whole body, I'm talking about for the betterment of all the union members or all the employees. Not going make a MOU or even a contract, agree with a contract or MOU, memorandum of understanding about one person or one group when you got 500 or 600 other members there that in need of the same thing. That's injustice. That's not justice for all. No, that's not fair labor practice. So anyway, see, I went on my soap opera spiel. So that's me. Advocate for Justice strives to empower communities, towns, cities, and states to promote fair labor practice, safety, security, integrity, inclusion, diversity, equity, accountability, and enrichment for all. For all. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your race, your color. It doesn't matter your title. No. It doesn't matter none of that. It doesn't matter where you live. No justice. And fair labor practice for all, for everybody. Doesn't matter your money status. No, it doesn't matter your status. No, 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 no. I am so glad that God that I serve. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm not pushing God on nobody. I'm talking about the God I serve. He believe in justice. He's joy. He's love. He's peace. He have wisdom. He love everybody. Yes. So, the Advocate for Justice goal is to ensure that every voice is heard. You are very important. You are valuable. Your voice matters. And how you can speak without opening your mouth? By voting. You know I'm gonna talk about voting. I'm gonna talk about voting every chance I get. And every person is treated with dignity and respect. So if you come to me, I will try my God-given gift through his love to treat you with the utmost respect and dignity. That calls integrity, right? Yes, because everybody is somebody. Yes, that's how Advocate for Justice look at it. And this is the word of God that we live on as Advocate for Justice. The Lord loves justice and does not forsake his faithful ones. That's Psalms 37:28. Yes. All right. My favorite quote is by Dr. Cornel West. Justice is what love looks like in public. So when you see somebody out there, a group out there, or a lot of people out there, organization, or I want to say a politician. A politician is people too now, y'all. Come on now. That's their job. They are servants for the community. And the community pay them to do their job, so we hold them accountable. So you can contact your local government, your mayor, and your emas, your state. You know, your governor, your senators, your representative. You call them. You contact them. You email them. If you thinking that your community or law or amendment or bill is unjust for the community, for your area, you know, for your job. Yeah, you got to hold them accountable. And guess what? They should hold us accountable too. You know, we should hold each other accountable. Yeah. So if you complain about something and you're not doing it yourself, why are you going to point the finger at somebody else? Well, I'm going to complain to you about not voting, and I'm not voting myself. That's wrong of me. I'm an active voter. Yes, I'm an active voter, and when something come up, or amendment, or a bill, something come up, and I do not understand, I'm going to call somebody. I'm going to research that amendment or that bill, and I'm going to call my senators and my representatives. I'm going to call my local city councilmen. Oh, yes, I'm going to contact the mayor. I'm going to call the organization and ask them what's going on. Oh, can we, somebody explain this to me? Or can we put this out there and have a town hall meeting or have a forum, virtual forum, in-person forum? It doesn't matter. That the people need to know, the community need to know what's going on and what is about to happen, because it's going to affect everybody. Yes, these amendments, these bills, these laws affect everybody. Y'all see what's going on now, right? Yes. Because of the law changes, the amendment changes, when we don't go out and vote, V-O-T-E, vote. When we don't go out and vote, when we don't go ask questions, or will this affect you, or will this affect me, or will this affect my community, whatever, then if we think it's not going to affect me, and it's going to affect this group of people, or it's going to affect this status or this age, but you find out it affect everybody. Huh. Yeah. So, we got to do some research. And we got to vote what's right for the family. The family makes the community. The community is the neighborhood. The neighborhood and the community makes the town. The town makes the city. The city makes the states. And guess what? You put an S on the end of states, it makes the United States. The United States is a part of the world that have many, many, many countries, right? So that's how they work. So we got to work together. If we don't work together, we fall apart. There is no unity. We got to organize and unionize together for we can have a better place to live and for our future. And our future are our children, right? Our future for our children. Who made it possible? Christ. And what we in right now, we in December. What we celebrate Christmas. That's my thought. Everybody not celebrating Christmas. That's them. But for me in this house, we celebrate Christmas. And we don't say no X, M-A-S, like X-mas. No, we say the whole word, the whole name, Christmas. Yes. We don't abbreviate Christmas. You don't want nobody to abbreviate your name. So why are we going to abbreviate Christmas? You trying to take Christ out of Christmas? No. No, I'm not doing that. We ain't doing that right here. I'm going to tell you why. Right now, I'm thinking about another song. This song is named Emmanuel by Bishop Norman Hitchison. It's an old classic. It's an old classic, just like Jesus is the Reason for the Season by Kirk Franklin. This one is an old classic by its name of it is Emmanuel. So, yes, we are playing Christmas gospel songs this week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster.
Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
By Bishop Norman Hutchinson. It's an oldie but a good one. So you are listening to, oh, that song is name of Emmanuel. You are listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice. You are on the radio station for the community, for the people. It's WAMF.org 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans. Yes, if you want to know some more information about the radio station, you can go to the website, WAMF.org. Yes, you can. You can find out all the other broadcasts. You just slide down to the bottom. Before you get to the bottom, you're going to find all about the radio station itself. You're going to find ways that you can donate. You're going to find other other community service that the radio station does. You're going to find the other organization that the radio station promotes. Yes, this is a community radio station. I'm a living witness. That's all I got to tell you. And I appreciate all the local radio station in New Orleans. Yes, you have other radio station in New Orleans, WBOK, that support the community. And you have WAML. Simple as that. You want to know about the community? You need to tune in. You need to tune in. So, we're going to go back with my discussion was. We was talking about mouths. So we were talking about Advocate for Justice, and we were talking about voting, and my mind is leading to me to tell you about what we say and what we speak. Yes. Yes, the power is in our tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. I was reading my daily word, me. I'm not telling you to read the daily word. My daily word is in God's word. I read that and I pray every morning. I'm not telling you. That's something that's telling you what I do. I'm not telling you what you should do. No, because I don't want nobody to call me up. I don't want nobody to send me an ugly email or send me an ugly message on my Facebook page about who you believe in, why you believe in. No, I'm not telling you who to believe in. Why? This me. This me. So I'm not going to tell you who you believe in. Please don't tell me who not to believe in, who to believe in. Because I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in joy and peace and love and happiness. I just had a flashback. Happiness, love and happiness. I just had a flashback. But nevertheless, I'm going to leave that Motown tune over there. We're talking about life and power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So I was telling you about what I was reading this morning. Y'all, this was so good. Good. This good. Just remind me of Campbell's Soup. You know they had something going on about Campbell's Soup. So y'all need to find out what's going on about Campbell's Soup. The chicken noodle soup. That's all I got to tell you about that. Now, I'm just telling what I'm looking at. Yes, I do look at TikTok. I look at social media and Instagram. That's you. If you don't look at social media, I look at social media. But if you come to my Facebook page and TikTok, whatever, and you want to leave a cussing, profane language and sex and naked people, I'm going to delete you. I'm going to block you. I don't have that. I do not like that. I can look at my own body. You know, I don't like that all that cursing and profane language. No, but some people do it for justice sake. I say it's no excuse, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Sometimes I pray about it and I pray for them. But guess what? When we stand up and fighting for justice and for people that are being mistreated, being unjust, I just let them say what they're on their mind. You know, I just let my fighters and my leaders say what's exactly on their mind and on their lips. And I just pray that that God helped them to find other words that do not, you know, cuss nobody out. But I'm telling you, whoo. Because Lord knows I want to say it sometime, but thank you, Jesus. He do not let it come out of my mouth. I haven't used no profane language in many, many, many years. Thank God for that. I can speak words that's with authority through Jesus Christ, my Savior, with authority and with boldness without using profane language. Yes, I can do that. Thank God for that. But I'm not saying that I won't. You step on my toe too hard, I might. But it's not in my heart to use profane language. But it might be somebody else. That's how they get their message across. I just pray that they, you know, slack it down some, you know. But yeah, some people, you know, use that language. And I try not to, when they start especially using it on me, I try to leave their presence, get out of their space. And I pray that they don't get in my space. Because I'm going to get out of your space because I don't want you to cuss me. I'm not going to cuss you. I pray that you don't cuss me. You know, we can talk it out without cussing each other out or without tearing each other down because everybody is different. God made everybody different. I don't care if you are twins, identical twins. You still are different. You still are different. So that means you have your own opinion. You know, and your opinion is valuable just like mine. Your opinion is valuable. So I pray that you respect my opinion and I respect yours. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, we going to be different opinion if you're not speaking up for justice for all people, for all race, all genders. I just know it's two genders, male and female. All genders, male, female, all ages, all communities. Yes. There's justice. Justice speak up for righteousness. Righteousness stand alone. Righteousness is truth. Righteousness come from God himself. He is righteousness. He is truth. He is justice. He is love. He is peace. He is wisdom. He is knowledge. Understanding. Oh, y'all know I get excited. Ooh, let me calm my own self down. But anyway, y'all, I'm telling you. I got to tell y'all about what happened today. Like, watch your mouth. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. I'm telling y'all, God, heaven, truth. And when I opened that book and I saw that, I said, ooh. You know, we mess our own self up. Well, I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about me, nobody but me, because you know what you say. You know, you say what's right all the time, 100% of the time. You truth, you know. I'm just a servant. I'm just a servant. Sometimes God used me as a soldier. Sometimes he used me as a servant. But all times, I'm a worshiper of God Almighty at all times. So, and he allowed me to enjoy life. Experiencing things, and he just rammed me right on back, bring me right on back. He allowed me to enjoy music. I enjoy all types of music. I just don't like cussing music. I don't like cussing music. I'm not too crazy about rap music. I got to understand what they're saying. Some they talk so fast, you know they. The words come out so fast. I don't want to be up there dancing and going on. You talking about me? Oh, no. I ain't doing none of that. Mm-mm. Some people think that rap don't belong in church. Why not? You know, why you can't rap in church? I don't see why not. You rapping about Jesus. You talking about Jesus. To me, you just talking about Jesus. You just talking about Jesus fast with music. So that's my thought on that. But nevertheless, yeah, I like all types of me. I like... with the exception of no cussing, no profane language, no downgrading another race, another gender, another person. No, I don't like that kind of music. I'm telling you right now. I like gospel. Oh, I love gospel. I like old school music. I like Motown. I like some rap. Clean rap, you know. Clean, not this rap that I found out. Rap that is not the only one cussing. You have some other music that be cussing too. Mm-mm. I don't like that cussing music. So, you know, I like, I just like music. That's why I like to share some of my playlists with you all. I hope y'all enjoy the songs that I play. So, but anyway, let me get back what I was talking about. So, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, I ran across this story. That is in the Bible about, it's in Numbers 13. You go to Numbers 13, when Moses told the group of men to go and search out this land that the good Lord had blessed them with, right? Went out there, they went out there and searched the land and spied on the land and see what's going on over there in the land and the property and stuff. And guess what? All but two came back and did a report. 40 days later, they came back and did a report, y'all. All but two, Caleb and Joshua. See, I love that doggone Joshua, baby. I love that Joshua. So, but anyway, all but two. Now, those two spoke up and spoke life. But the others, guess what? They said the land was full with milk and honey. It's rich land over there. It's fruits over there. You can prosper over there. You can live abundantly over there in that land. But guess what? They were scared of the people. They said it was different types of people over there. And there was giants that they couldn't beat the people. The people going to swallow them up. The people going to just beat them down. They can't win. They can't win. But guess what? Caleb and Joshua said, yes, we can take the people. This land was promised to us. God himself gave us this land. This is the promised land. Why you think we can't live over there? Why you think we can't take it? So, I'm telling you, how we speak can kill our dreams. Who we hang around with and talking negative can kill our dreams, our vision. That's right, they can cut our abundant life off, right? So, let's think about it. How we think, it should turn into a belief. How we speak should turn into our lifestyle, the way we live. So, be very careful of how we speak. It's good to take corrective criticism. Not no condemned criticism. I said corrective criticism. And if we going to give it, make sure our tone and the place that we giving it, you know, make sure we're not giving it out of jealousy, our envy, our pride, nothing like that. We give corrective criticism to improve that person, to improve that situation. That's how I look at it. I might be wrong, but that's how I look at it. Oh, you want to know what happened, right? So, the people, I'm talking about the Israelites. So, the people run around, then they not cross over. 40 years. No, because they did not listen to Caleb and Joshua. No, they didn't. So, they didn't go into the promised land. The new generation went into the promised land. Yeah, the new generation. Yeah, Joshua led the new generation over there into the promised land. You know, you look, you need to go read that story. That is a good story, a good fact about God's word, life and death, and the power of the tongue. Go to Numbers 13. Then you could continue to, I want to say, go to, it goes to 14 too. I might be wrong, but I just read a couple of scriptures of it today, this morning. And then you can find this here, Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat of its fruit. Yeah, check that out. I said, whoa, that is awesome. Then I kept on reading. We in a warfare, y'all. Let me tell you, this is a warfare. The good Lord already won the war. We're just going through these little battles, these little scats and stuff, what we're going through right now. Because God already told us the kind of plan he had for us, right? In Jeremiah 29:11. So he already told us the kind of plan for us that we may prosper. We may have long life. So we got to be prepared for the war. That means that we got to dress up for, go to Elysian. I mean, listen to me, Elysian Fields. I'm thinking about the street, Elysian Fields. If Ephesians 6, 13 through 18, go to Ephesians 6, 13 through 18, it tell you about our armor, that we dress up in our armor because we in the battle. We in the warfare, right? The war is already won, so we got to go through these battles. But we cannot win through these battles if we do not dress for the battle. Then we got to speak the words, right? We got to organize. We got to come together, organize. Simple as that. Then we got to live a life that who we represent. We got to speak a life of who we represent. People will know who we are by our lifestyle, by the words we speak. Yes, they will know who we represent. You're going to represent good or evil. You're going to represent positive or negative. It's our choice. Up or down, in or out. It's our choice. God loves us that much that he gave us a choice. And that's why I celebrate him so much. That he support all obedience. We lift him up, give him all glory and praise. Well, I do. I do. I said we. I'm sorry. I mean, I do. Because I'm not here to push nobody on Jesus. But I try to live him. I try to love. I try to show love. I speak up for truth. According to God's word. And I ask God to get me out of my emotions, get me out of my feelings, show me the facts, show me the truth, show me the justice in this matter, in this situation, with this person or with this group. Yes. Yes. That's why I just love and like and enjoy being with people who speak up for truth, who speak up for justice, and we live with one another by organizing, by being unified together in unity. And you only can have unity with love. You only can have unity when we learn how to follow the leader, and all of us are servants. Emus, the leader with the title, is a servant. It's a servant. We all are servants. And guess what? We are celebrating our servanthood. I am celebrating my servanthood this month, every month. Because this is Christmas. Yes, it is. It's Christmas. So, of course, I got another song for you all. Got another song. We're going to get out of here with another song. I got another song for you all. I hope y'all enjoy this song. This song is Go Tell It on the Mountain. Yes. Maverick City Music. Yes, yes. So, I hope you enjoy this song. Oh, I get all of my songs now from YouTube. Now, y'all can easily go to YouTube. Yes, I get my song for YouTube. And plus, you can listen to the radio. If you cannot listen to it by 90.3 FM on your radio station, you always can go to the website, WAMF.org. Go to the website, and you can scroll down. And after you know, read the information about the radio station, you can scroll down, and you can listen to any broadcast you want. We got a list of broadcasts that you can go down there and listen to. Yes. So you can, if you miss my one from last week before last, you can slide on down, you listen to it, or you can listen to the one today. This month, of course, we're going to be talking about Christmas. Of course, we're going to be talking about Christ. Of course, we're going to be talking about joy. Then you can go to my Facebook page, Valerie Jefferson, and you can catch it there. Simple as that. So anyway, we're going to leave out with Go Tell It on the Mountain. Yes, we are celebrating Christmas.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah. Yeah. The shepherds.
We got to speak it. And when we speak it, we speak the truth. We tell somebody that freedom is here. We tell somebody that you are valuable. You tell somebody that love is here. You tell somebody that they are important. And guess what? When we speak that out, we speak it into our own life. Yes, got to tell somebody. Yes, we got to tell somebody that what is this month? We celebrate Jesus' birthday. Okay, some people might say that we don't know the exact time, the exact day. It wasn't cold when he was born. The December. Look, don't. That's the particulars. Don't worry. You know he was born. Some people say he is not the son of a living God. But guess what? You know that God had a son. Right? Well, I do. This is me. I believe. Right? So I just contradicted myself. So I believe that God had a son. His son named Jesus. Emmanuel. He was born. And we, in the United States, in my house, we celebrate December, his birthday. All right, everybody have a birthday. You have a birthday, I have a birthday, Jesus have a birthday. In this house, we celebrate December for Jesus' birthday, December 25th. That's his house. So we shall go telling on the mountain and everywhere. Right? Me, myself, in this house, that we celebrate Jesus' birthday this month. Yes. So, I'm going to leave y'all with this old gospel song, Jesus, Oh, What a Wonderful Child. So, we're going to play this out till my time run out. So, talk to y'all next week. Y'all have a glorious and mighty, beautiful week. And check out what's going on around the city, around your town. And New Orleans, guess what? The mayor-elect, Mayor Helena-elect, have announced her executive team, a powerful team. Yes, they are powerful. They are community-driven. They are servants. Yes, make them accountable. They're going to make us accountable. You got to come in with them. With respect and with kindness and with receipts, with data. Please don't go to them with no hearsay and they say no. Because the new mayor, she already got a lot on her plate already. So let's pray for her. Let's be there to support her and support her team. For we're going to be a better city in New Orleans. Pray for our next door neighbor, Jefferson Parish. Pray for the whole state, Louisiana. Pray for our next door states. Mississippi, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida. Yes, pray for the whole United States. We need prayers. So I'm going to leave y'all with this here. Y'all have a great week. Talk to y'all next week. Next week, I'm probably going to play some old town, old sound music, gospel music. Not gospel. It's not going to be gospel. It's going to be Motown next week. Motown Christmas. Next week will be Motown Christmas. I'm telling y'all right now. I listen to Motown. You already know I listen to Motown. So, pray for me. I pray for you. Later.
We need you to clap your hands. Let's have a little gospel Christmas church. Come on.
This is Jesus, What a Wonderful Child.
Well, this is an old one, a great gospel classic, Jesus, Oh, What a Wonderful Child. If you know it, go ahead and sing it with us. Come on, everybody. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, what a wonderful child.
Oh, what a wonderful child.
Come on, shout his name.
Jesus. Jesus.
So lowly.
So lowly, meek and mild.
New life.
New life, new hope to all.
Glory,
glory, glory.
wonderful child.
Oh, what a wonderful child.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
So lonely.
So lonely. Meek and mild.
New life.
New life. New hope to all he brings.
Won't you
listen to me?
Honestly, you shouldn't buy this book because why?